Sanderson. Arizona is Sanderson Ford country. Have you noticed the amount of headlines in the automobile industry that Ford has taken control of? The introduction of the Mach-E electric Mustang. Oh, man, is that a vehicle. How about the new Bronco? And how about the Ford Ranger? And then I hear recently that they're going to bring out the Maverick. And you know what I immediately thought of is that 1970s little mini muscle car. You know, I thought, oh, they're going to bring the little Maverick back. But this Maverick is a pickup truck.
Yeah, and the older Maverick, I think, got 9 miles to the gallon because it was so heavy. But the new Maverick is completely redesigned. Now, this is an article from Newsweek this last week about the pricing of it.
Okay.
Now, get this.
Of this new Maverick truck.
This is Newsweek I'm quoting. The 2022 Ford Maverick will be less expensive than buying a Model T when it went on sale in 1908. Now, the original Model T cost $850 when it was introduced. When you adjust it for inflation, that's near $25,000.
That's a great story. So the Maverick actually made a showing at Sanderson Ford just in this past week. They had Ford as one of the vehicles kind of out on tour. So you're actually able to see it.
It's actually quite an impressive when you think
yes,
about
it is.
How much more is in today's vehicles what was in the Model T. Not only just overall volume of material, the seats, the electronics, that's pretty impressive. So it might be the same as what it was, the Model T, but this is definitely the higher value investment on the modern one by far.
If you're looking
that's impressive.
For a new vehicle, take a look at all of the models of Fords that are grabbing the headlines, grabbing industry awards, and go look at these vehicles at the most award-winning Ford dealership in America. You know, that dealership is located right here in Arizona. People from all over the state buy their vehicles there. It's in Glendale. It's Sanderson Ford. I promise you, you ever go car shopping and you go to Sanderson, you'll never go anywhere else. Chances are, you'll probably even call me and say, Rosie, thanks for the tip. Car shopping? Do it at Sanderson Ford.
Storms have unloaded 3.2 inches at Sky Harbor, nearly an inch over the average. Tucson reached 12 inches. Record set was 13.9 in 1964. Flagstaff received 8.6, an inch above its normal. And that headline article was before Wednesday night's rain.
It's incredible.
But as much as we love the rain, unfortunately, some things do happen. Governor Ducey Monday declared a state of emergency for Gila Bend as 1.5 inch fell in 24 hours.
Wow.
We should say the town of Gila Bend.
What did I say?
You just said Gila Bend, but the town of Gila Bend.
Only an inch and a half. That's all it took to create that. An inch and a half of water.
Wow.
There's more than that in my cup right here. Wow. 4 inches in the cup, but that's the power of water. Flagstaff, historic rainfalls on the area of the scar of the burn has created
another mess.
5 million in public infrastructure, they estimate, that has happened there. This palm tree smashed in a car, an apartment, 44th Street in Camelback. And every one of our roofers has worked to Christmas. We've got Tyler Johnson of Johnson Roofing to help us talk through the Arizona homeowner that's in the situation. They've got storm damage. They've got roof problems and no one to fix it. What do we do until we can get a qualified, licensed, Rosie certified roofing partner on top of our roof for a proper repair?
If you've got a leak, the first thing you want to do is probably get it tarped. You want to stop the interior damage, stop any mold that might grow. You just want to make sure that you don't have any continuing damage, especially with the existing, you know, we're getting more and more rain. So that's the first thing. And after that, call in as quick as you can and get an appointment.
Now, you make it sound like tarping so easy.
Yeah.
Tarping is an art form. And I'll tell you, even before you tarp, we're talking about mid-monsoon roof dilemmas. You're in your home. You're watching your favorite show. The storm blows in, and all of a sudden you're hearing drip, 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 drip. You look up. There's a little bulge in the paint, and the water's dripping out of it. Let's get a screwdriver, a Phillips head screwdriver, or an ice pick, and let's poke a hole in the sheetrock right there and put a bucket and capture the water. Do not let that water continue to be building up inside your attic. Go ahead and allow it to drain. Get a big 5-gallon bucket and collect it. Now, when the rain stops, you've called your roofer, you've called Johnson Roofing, and they are any Rosie certified roofer, and they say, well, we're sorry to tell you that our roofers, due to the monsoon season, are now scheduled through the end of October. But what do you do in the meantime? Tyler, you talked about tarping. Proceed with caution. There is an art to tarping. Walking on a wet roof isn't anything I'd advise any homeowner to do, first and foremost.
Right. No, and that's call a roofer, see if they can get out immediately. Another good asset in this situation would be your insurance company. A lot of times they're more interested in getting it taken care of. They don't care if they're, you know, there's a claim or not. They just want to make sure that your house doesn't get damaged and they can steer you in the right direction. But that's pretty much it. You just want to stop the damage right now and then eventually get it taken care of as quick as you can.
Now, when the monsoon season blows past and Johnson Roofing has taken all the temporary tarps that they've installed throughout the valley and you fold them back up and stack them, how many acres of tarps do you have?
I think we did 200 tarpings last month.
This month, last month.
Yeah.
Wow. And I think most homeowners need to know, not every tarp is made the same. Putting something up there that's going to rip and tear is going to be an artifice. You're doing a lot of work for no good reason. Buy, if you're going to tarp it yourself, buy as heavy a tarp as you can find. I like them with the grommets already installed. Mm-hmm. And talk about what your guys do when they show up, tarps, ropes, 2x4s, roofing nails, hammers. How do y'all go about tarping?
We can't use 2x4s anymore because that's might as well build a new house with the price that they are. Sandbags are really good things.
Okay. All right.
You can use those. What we like to use is you take a 1x2, you roll it inside the tarp, and then you run screws or nails into it just to hold it down. If you just tack a nail through it, that tarp, even if it has a grommets, it's the wind. You know, we had 80-mile-an-hour winds in part of the valley a couple days ago, so you just need to get something in there that's a little bit more substantial, and you also need to be real careful not to put it in such a way that it's just going to pond all the water. So if you put it right over the top of a drain, all of a sudden the drain doesn't work anymore, and instead of a small leak, your whole ceiling collapses because of, you know, gallons and gallons of water up there. Make sure that you go to the top. So if your leak is all the way at the bottom of the roof, know that that water is running down, and so you want to go all the way to the top.
To the ridge. Get all the way up to the ridge. Yep. And it's tough to tarp. I wouldn't tell any homeowner to tarp a tile roof.
No.
You just shouldn't be up there.
And really, shingle roofs are kind of the same thing because, like I was telling you, you put those boards in and all of a sudden now you've caused a problem. It's a lot better to get out there as quick as you can. A lot of times what we've been able to do is just find a small hole in the backside of the AC unit. Well, we'll just put some, you know, weather tar on there and the leak stops instead of tarping your whole roof, putting nails and screws and everything else through it. So
now I we didn't talk about this, but this is an observation I've made in all of my experience of monsoon season since 1966. The monsoons will generally blow in from the southwest, and that's generally where the window, the door, and the roof leaks occur. Many storms this year have blown in from the north and the east. We're seeing leaks people didn't even know they had. They may have had those leaks for 15 years, and they've never had a storm come in from that direction.
Well, that kind of goes along with what I've seen most of. And this, we've been almost 2 years without a good rain, and all of a sudden it just rains like crazy. We're dealing with so many deferred maintenance issues on these roofs that it's just it's phenomenal. Clogged gutters, drains. Broken tile that have been sitting out in the sun, burning the felt for 2 years. Now there's just a hole in the roof, and it's crazy. A lot of this stuff that we're seeing right now could have easily been prevented with just a little bit of maintenance.
Now, how would a homeowner know to get it regularly maintained? What kind of a regular maintenance program would be available?
So we do have a specialized maintenance program. We'll go out once a year, clean your gutters. You know, valleys on a tile roof are huge because they just trap debris in there and they push the water out underneath the tile, causing all sorts of damage. But we've got our program that we recommend pretty much everybody. Even if you have a brand new roof, That doesn't mean that it's not going to leak if you don't maintain it. If something happens, a tree falls on it or a bird climbs in there and pecks a hole in it, whatever happens, you need to maintain these roofs. The other thing is there's a great article that we put in your on your website
yes.
that really describes a lot of the stuff that the homeowner can do and just walk around the house, look up. You know, every day when I'm driving down the road, I'm just looking at roofs on the side, and I've seen that broken tile on that gentleman's house for the past 3 years, and I'm like, well, he's going to be calling someone real soon because that felt is gone.
And that's what happens. The tile cracks through leaf litter or limb debris or somebody walking on it that shouldn't be or not trained or accidentally cracked it. And now the tile, folks, really isn't your roof. Your roof is that felt that's underneath the tile, which doesn't like sun exposure. So we crack the tile, we get sun directly onto the membrane, cook it dry, crack it, and now there's your leak.
Mm-hmm. Where it would have been maybe $150, $200 to replace that tile, now you've got $500 of interior damage, you've got people going inside out your house, you've got a $1,000 roof leak repair. It adds up. Just a little bit of maintenance goes a long way.
Tyler, let me interrupt our conversation by bringing in a caller who's currently online. Let's bring Vivian into the conversation. Good morning, Vivian.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Well, the reason I'm calling is to say thank you, Rosie, and thank you for the show you had with Tyler and Johnson Roofing like a month and a half ago, I would say. I immediately called them before the catastrophic monsoon season. I listen to you and I trust everything you say on this show. And these people have been wonderful. The team, the follow-up, punctuality. Oh my God, it was delightful experience for me. Thank you so much. And they are very, very reasonable when the bill comes in as well. So this is very important too. All the team was fantastic. Thank you, Rosie. Thank you, Tyler, and all your team.
Well, there's
thank you.
There's a testimony for Johnson Roofing right there, Miss
wow.
Vivian. We appreciate the call.
And a testimony.
We appreciate playing that role.
Vivian for taking action.
Just she took the action she should have before it was an emergency.
Right.
What number did Vivian call? Is there a magic phone number for Johnson Roofing?
You got to be a Rosie on the House member to get that number. So. No, we just call us at the office. It's 480-467-4572. We've got people standing by. We're there Monday through Friday, 7 to 5. And when it's raining, we typically will have somebody go in just to answer the phone, field calls, do whatever we can to make sure that we take care of those emergencies for.
Tell us about Johnson Roofing.
So we've been in business since 2004. Small family-owned business. We do
service area?
Service area is Metro Phoenix. We will service the whole state on demand for certain people. One thing that's really, really important that we've just done a lot of work is when I came into the industry, it was all about, hey, let's just do it the way we've been doing it for the past 20 years. And there was different ways of doing, different people would do it different ways. What we've really tried to is we've gone out to industry experts, consultants, taken a lot of educational classes. We've also gone to all of our manufacturers. And I learned a lot of stuff that as an industry, a lot of times we weren't installing it the way the manufacturer wanted it done, the way it should be done. And that's a lot of the leaks that we're seeing too. It's not the material fails. It's just the installation for ignorance or lack of training or whatever. They install it and it works 90% of the time. But when you do it 100 times, you got 10 issues coming up. So you know, that's one thing that we really strive is to get everything done the way it's supposed to. We do a lot of training. All of our salespeople participate in Arizona Roofing Contractors Association's classes. We do manufacturer certifications, Tile Roofing Institute. We really, really try to know our stuff.
This segment of Rosie on the House has been mid-monsoon preparation, and it's been sponsored by Johnson Roofing. Tyler, again, the phone number for Johnson Roofing?
480-467-4572.
And the website?
It's johnsonroofingaz.com.
There you go. Tyler, thanks a bunch for coming in and sharing your wisdom and encouragement. And thank you, Vivian, again, for making the phone call and acknowledging what we try and do here at Rosie on the House is give you, Arizona homeowners, the information you need to stay ahead of the problem and the great testimony about the work Johnson Roofing conducted at your home.